You are listening to the Youngin Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. This episode is sponsored by Novasource. Worried about damage the sun will do to your onion crop at harvest time? It's time to try Surround, a crop protectant by Novasource that helps growers guard against sunburn damage. Surround is formulated to reflect harmful infrared and ultraviolet radiation, leading to reduced heat stress and more efficient water use. And Surround does not block leaf stomata, so gases and water continue to move in and out of the plant, maintaining natural cooling processes. Another advantage of Surround is that it can reduce the activity of certain insect pests, including thrips, whose populations typically increase rapidly under hot conditions. Learn more about Surround at novasource.com.
Hey, this is Dave Alexander with the onionpodcast.com and Onion World Magazine. And today I'm visiting with Claudia Nischwitz, who is a pathology specialist at Utah State University. She just gave a presentation at the Utah Growers Association meeting, and we pulled her aside because she has found a new disease this past summer, and with some significant storage losses on yellow onions, up to 20 to 30%. After we talked to Claudia, we're also going to talk to a grower that saw the damage firsthand. So, Claudia, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. No problem.
So go ahead and tell us what you found. Fusarium bulb rot on onions, and in your presentation, you said that this is new. This is a new thing. In your research, you found 1 year that it was in Idaho, right? Tell us.
Yes, that's correct. So a few years ago when I did it was in Idaho. I found it on a Google search after growers here in Utah contacted me about bulb rots they had in storage. And so we isolated the pathogen, and it was Fusarium proliferatum, which rarely causes a bulb rot on onions. So we're starting to do some research on it. There's very little information known about that pathogen on onions. It does have other hosts. It's a soil-borne pathogen, so it's present in the soil, but why it causes a disease on onion bulbs 1 year and then not for years in the future or in the past, we don't know yet. So we're hoping to find out some information over the next year or two.
And you said this hasn't been in any other fields in the country, just what you found, at least to your knowledge, you found it in Utah last year, and
The Onion Compendium from APS does list it as a disease that occurs occasionally, but since it's so rare, apparently nobody has done any research on it.
Wow. So who knows if it's going to be a big problem or not, but if it does spread and it actually is 20 to 30% loss in storage, it's going to be a huge problem.
I think the pathogen is present in the soil, probably in many places, since it goes to hemp and wheat and some of the other crops that are commonly planted with onions in rotation. But what triggers the outbreaks in onion is currently unknown.
So, here are the hosts: onions, garlic, hemp, corn, wheat, oats, soybean, and potato. I believe you're saying, Claudia, is that Fusarium proliferatum, which is the fungus, is always in the soil and not been a problem with onions until this past year. And
that's
now
correct.
It is.
That's correct. And we don't know if maybe we had an excessively hot summer in Utah where we had 100 degrees starting June 1st. If that played a role, the drought that we had played a role, we don't know. So we're just starting to do some research on that.
So is that going to be part of your research this coming year?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you've got a grant for it?
No.
You're just doing this on your own?
Yes.
Utah State, is doing it on their own.
Yeah, we'll have a fungicide trial to see if there's any fungicides that will have an effect minimizing the disease, and we'll do some cultural practices like topping at different times and different heights, and just to start somewhere, and then we'll see if it has an effect or if we have to start looking in a different direction.
Okay, well, I guess it's just a stay tuned until next year kind of thing, and maybe we'll have you on again in the future to talk about what damage you found in 2022 and if it's a big problem. And talk to me a little bit about how you do the research. So if you find out that there is a problem with Fusarium bulb rot this next year in Utah, then you go about finding whatever fungicides, or will you get to that point, or will that take longer?
I think we'll get to that point. We'll hope to get some funding if it becomes a more common problem. It's difficult to get funding if something only shows up for 1 year and then it doesn't show up for another few years, but we still want to have some recommendations for growers, hopefully in place, that they could prevent losses in the future.
Okay, very good. All right, Claudia Niswich, thank you from the Utah State. Thank you for joining us. And if you want to see more from Claudia, she does do some writing for Onion World Magazine. And she also writes our disease quiz from time to time, so you
and
can find her stuff.
And Fusarium bulb rot was, I think, in the December issue.
Okay, so check out the December issue of Onion World and find out some more about that. And if it becomes a big problem, we'll talk more. Next up, we're going to talk, after the break, we're going to talk to a grower that found it in his field, or actually I think USU found it in his field, but talk about the losses. Thanks. Okay, so we were just visiting with Claudia Niswich about a new disease called Fusarium bulb rot, and it's caused by a fungus, Fusarium proliferatum, which is in the soil already from other host crop. And another thing that she thinks might be happening is that people have had this disease before but thought that it was botrytis neck rot. So today, now we're going to talk with some growers here, actually, that have that had the disease in their field. We're talking today with Lisa and Curtis Marble, who are onion growers for Onions 52 in Corinne, Utah. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Glad to do it.
So this was a problem for you. This was a big issue, wasn't it?
It was. It was a problem that was not indicated to us until we were in the harvesting process. We were loading, filling boxes to fill our storage shed, and we noticed some of them had just a little bit of an indication of neck rot. They would get a soft right around the neck at the top of the bulb, and so I called the broker, and Cody Heiner from Onions 52 come out, and he started cutting onions, and historically we cut them with the bulb round ways, but he was cutting them from the neck down, and
did you think it was the botrytis neck rot?
No, we didn't know. It was just a soft neck on top, and so we started to get a little concerned about it, and that's when he came out and started cutting onions, and he identified at that time as a internal bacteria rot, and so it was devastating to us. We'd gone through the entire process of growing the onions, and we were at the harvest, and just as you think things are almost done and over with, we had a new problem to deal with. And so after we cut, we determined what a percentage was that we had in the crop, and we actually did turn it into the insurance, and the insurance wasn't worth the paper it was written on.
Oh boy.
It wasn't.
All right, we won't name names.
Yeah, we won't. So at that time we decided, given the market the way it was, that we should do everything we could to run them and get rid of them. So we did. We ramped up our operation to move the onions to the packing house and
just sorted through the bad ones.
Yep, just sorted.
And how many percentage did you end up that were bad?
We lost 40% of our onion crop.
Wow, that is devastating in most years.
Yeah, devastating in most years, and extremely devastating in a price year like which we're experiencing right now.
prices are good, but you have to have onions to
to
make the money. So,
yep.
All right. So, I guess we'll just see next year if you get the same disease again. So, this Fusarium bulb rot obviously has devastating effects, if at least in Utah it has on some farms, on Curtis Marble's farm. Curtis, before we let you go here, should give us a little background about what you do. How many acres do you have, and what do you grow?
We grow approximately 30 acres of onions. In our entire total rotation is around 325 to 350 acres, and we classify ourselves as a row crop farmer. But we grow a lot of vegetables. We grow pumpkins, winter squash, and we grow a lot of mint for oil. We grow peppermint and spearmint,
yes,
and then some small grains and corn. So we have a pretty versatile operation for crop rotation, and onions is one of the crops we grow in that rotation.
And those are for processing, right?
They're yes.
Just yellow for
Spanish.
Processing. So, and that we should mention too, that this disease shows up in yellows, and that's where it is devastating. There were some white onions in the area that actually had the pathogen, the fungus, present, but on the whites, for some reason, it just turn them slightly pink on the outside. Because I guess they just got into the outer shell, and they were still marketable. But if you get it in your yellows, you've got a problem, right, Curtis?
It's bad news. It's devastating.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens this next year. We'll be keeping a watch on it. Maybe the weather will be different and things will be better. But so, thank you for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate your time.
Yep.
Views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. They do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.